So hello everybody and welcome to this week's NPL show, the official radio show, podcast, stroke download dedicated to the Northern Premier League. Loads of interviews coming up on this week's show. We're going to be catching up shortly with the management at Basford United, at Hyde United, at Stafford Rangers and at Bamber Bridge. We're also going to be catching up with Paul Hilton, chairman of Radcliffe FC. And we're going to have a full fixture preview late in the show with Yorkshire Coast Radio's very own Mr. Andrew Snaith. But before we get to all of that, we do have to start with some sad news, obviously. And James Hayes is down the other end of the phone now as we talk about last weekend's results in the league. But obviously, when we talk about last weekend's matches, there was a postponement, obviously, between Matlock Town and Michelover Sports, and that's due to the tragic loss of life of Jordan Sinnott. And it was horrendous news, and it's affected everyone in the world of non-league football, really. But out of this tragedy, this football shirt campaign is gathering momentum, James.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, the news breaking is more important than from football. I mean, it's just absolutely horrific. But in regards to the T-shirt campaign, for the clubs that were involved, well, thank you for doing so quickly. And for those who want to get involved, if you check Matlock Town's Twitter page with information.
And as you mentioned there, James, Matlock Town's Twitter feed, the best place to go to get involved with the shirt campaign. That's at Matlock_TownFC. And it really is developing. At time of recording, about 23 minutes ago, Roma, the club from Italy, that Roma, have posted a picture with 25 Sinnott on the back of on a Roma shirt. So it's certainly gathering momentum, that's for sure. And our condolences from everyone involved with the NPL show to everyone at Matlock Town, at Alfreton Town, and to the Sinnott family. But there were some football matches played on Saturday, and some big results in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, especially towards the top end, James, as we should really focus on that now. And we're going to be hearing from Steve Chettle at Basford United shortly, because it's got awfully, awfully tight up at the top of the Premier Division. South Shields, firstly, 1, Witton Albion 2. What a phenomenal afternoon for Carl McCauley's side. The two goals from Witton Albion come in stoppage time. Pretty extraordinary stuff.
Yeah. Again, we've seen it enough times this season. Great opportunity there for Witton Albion to get the result that they did. And get themselves up into that playoff fight at this moment too. That's what they needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And Witton Albion there tripping South Shields up. The door was left open for Basford United to capitalise, and that they did. A 1-0 win over Morpeth Town. That sees Basford United tied now with South Shields up at the top. Basford have played 2 games more, but quite a seismic afternoon in the Northern Premier League up at the top. And for more on that result for Basford United on Friday, I caught up with their manager. Here's Steve Chettle. Well, it's shaping up quite nicely, this, isn't it? For impartial observers, obviously. But what's it like being part of this title race, which is developing quite nicely at the moment?
Well, it's nice, obviously, to be around it. That was the plan in the first place. We've had a really good January. Obviously, we've got a huge game this weekend with another team that's right in form as well, with Curtis's Gainsborough. So it's going to be a tough task away from home. But it's been a really good month, and it does make interesting reading at the top. Yeah, I agree.
And a good weekend, obviously, with 2-1-0 wins against Morpeth, and then the Monday night game against Witton. Is that pleasing as well, the fact that it's just your bog standard, 1-0, get the job done? Is that pleasing too?
I love 1-0s. I was a boring old defender, Ben. So keeping clean sheets and giving yourself a chance of winning the game is imperative for what we're trying to do. We do know we've got goals from different areas. We've got a midfield player score a free kick on Saturday in Reedy. Which is a fantastic piece of skill. And we scored from midfield with Kane Richards on the end of a Reedy cross on Monday night. So, 3 days, 6 points, and happy man.
And you must be happy as well with the... I mean, there's going to be a fair few twists and turns yet. I think that's a safe bet. But about a month or so ago, you were in fourth, and it was looking like the title was perhaps beyond reach. But, you're back in it again. You must be pleased with how that's turned around.
Yeah, like I say, our month's been good. We're not looking past the next couple of games. We've got Gainsborough, and then obviously we've got FC United as well, which is going to be a huge game at Greenwich Avenue. So, we're looking at those firstly. And in between that, we've got a not senior cup game against Nottingham Forest. So it's going to be another big week for us.
And let's talk about that Gainsborough game coming up then, because obviously, it's clicked. I think we can say that now at Gainsborough Trinity with Curtis in charge. Yeah. So this is a tough game, isn't it?
It's a huge game. Their form's fantastic. You know, I've just seen their games there. There's ourselves, there's FC United, and there's Gainsborough. You know, and Curtis has got them in banging form. They've got themselves away from the bottom of the league. And it's going to be a tough place to go to. Gainsborough always is, but with a team that's banging form as well, it's going to be a big game and we've got to be our best.
And then, like you say, you followed that up with that the home game in a couple of weeks' time against FC United. The FA Trophy clash that occurred and the away game at Broadhurst Park, that was a thrilling game in the league too. So this one's going to be a thriller, isn't it, next Saturday?
Hopefully, but I'll take another boring 1-0 win.
Oh, who am I talking to? Yeah, exactly. What am I thinking? what's the mood in the camp like? Because you've got to keep a lid on this now, haven't you? And you're under no illusions about what this next few months mean for the club, I'd imagine.
No, not at all. You know, we've got a pool of players that played a lot of games already this season. We have to tailor our training sessions about playing on Saturday, Monday, Saturday, Tuesday. We play Mickle over FC United. So there's lots of games and, we've got to try and contain all this speculation, people talking about, going for targets and everything else. We've got to look at, little chunks of seasons, and these next three games are massively important to us. So, yeah, we're realistic and we have our own internal targets and we're going to try and do as well as we can.
And finally, then, Steve, there's going to be a few fans travelling over to Lincolnshire, I'd imagine, on Saturday. But you're going to want a big fan base there in Nottinghamshire for that match against FC next Saturday as well. So what's your message to the Basford faithful heading into these few weeks, these important
weeks? No, the fans have been great. You know, our crowds are still growing. Our crowds are still growing at home. Obviously, we go across to Gainsborough this weekend, and I know people are already going across to Gainsborough. But FC United is going to be a huge game. Their following's fantastic. I'm hoping to get a bumper crowd here. And like I say, hopefully it's a boring 1-0 to Basford, which would suit everybody here. But the punters all want some entertaining football and we'll try and give them what they can.
Steve Chettle there, manager of Basford United. So Basford United staying second in the league table, but crucially now tied with league leaders South Shields. The South Shields do have a better goal difference and they do have two games in hand. And more on this weekend's matches for where this title race can go to next with Andrew Snaith later in the show. FC United could have also capitalised, but they could only manage a draw. But given the fact their equaliser came with the last kick of the game, I don't think anyone at FC United were that bothered. Buxton 2, FC United and Manchester 2, an away point there for FC United, which does see them leapfrog over Lancaster City. Lancaster City suffered a defeat, a 1-0 defeat at Hurst Cross to Ashton United. More on that result in a moment or two. But FC up to third now, James, with 6 points behind Basford, with two games in hand, 6 points behind South Shields. But South Shields have played the same number of games. But FC will be playing South Shields in a month's time or so. So, all very interesting stuff at the top. I can barely breathe.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a last kick of the game it was as well. Paul Ennis' goal right into the top corner. It's 11 unbeaten now for FC. And again, they're looking unstoppable at this moment in time. Basically, game coming up in the next couple of weeks. That's going to be a good... I've got a little contenders match.
Well, for Buxton, I've dropped down to second bottom now in the league table. That's because Ashton United had that fantastic victory over Lancaster City. Ashton United now moving up to 18th in the league table. And we'll focus a bit on the bottom end now and some of the other results from the weekend. Matlock Town have dropped into that third bottom position in the relegation places, but they do have loads of games in hand at the moment. They've got 3 games in hand over Grantham Town and are 1 point behind Grantham. They've got a game in hand over Ashton as well and 1 point behind Ashton. So Matlock with games in hand. Just to add, also moving around the relegation spots at the moment is Gainsborough Trinity, but they're moving in an upward trajectory away from those relegation places, moving 3 points ahead of Atherton Coles, who they beat 3-1 on Saturday at Alderhouse.
Yeah, great hat-trick there for Nicholas Walker. Again, Gainsborough picking up where they've left off last week. You've got to beat teams around you at this moment in time. And again, well, Gainsborough are beating everyone, let's be realistic.
Also picking up wins down the bottom end, we've got Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge 2, Radcliffe 1. Radcliffe now down to 10th position in the league table. But for Bamber Bridge, they're up to 13th and are 10 points clear of Matlock and that third spot down the bottom end of the table. Quite an afternoon for the Lancashire side. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. Here's Jamie Milligan. Another win on the board for Bamber Bridge. That's two straight wins now. Slowly moving away from those problems below you. What was the weekend like for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think overall we deserve to win the game on Saturday. Even though we went one down, the lads just carried on playing the football. They didn't panic. They didn't go route one. The players we've got at the top end of the pitch, I know we'll create chances and we've got goals in the team. So, yeah, it's a great result.
And it's not just two straight wins, is it? I mean, it's one defeat in six, and that was against Basford United. You've also had a draw against Warrington. You've beaten Lancaster and Radcliffe. It's good form at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. When I first took the job, I looked at the thing before. God, I couldn't have asked for a worse start, regarding teams higher up the table. But I know a lot of the lads that are in that squad anyway from being there. And they just needed a little bit of confidence, a bit of belief in them, because they can play. They're all good players and they just needed a few adding to it to help them out, sort of thing. And we had some good results. I think the Basford game where they beat us 3-0 probably wasn't a 3-0, but we did deserve to win in the end. But they were probably the strongest team we've come up against, I think.
Now, here's a stupid talk sport style question, which I'm going to ask you right now, Jamie, if that's all right with you. Nine points from the playoffs now. Just throwing that out there.
Do you know what? We looked at it. The aim was we needed to get out of that relegation battle. Do you know what? We're not completely... It's just so tight, the league. We're not completely out of it. Do you know what I mean? But I have said to the players that we've got to be looking realistically at getting around them playoffs. We've got, 13, 14 games left. If we can get a bit of a run together, which I know they're well capable of, you never know what will happen, because there's no pressure on them. They're not expected to do it. So they can just go out and enjoy the football and try and get wins. There's no pressure on them at all. So I don't see why not. That's the challenge I've set them.
And I was going to say, 9 points for the playoffs, 11 points from the relegation places. So you're closer to the playoffs. So why not look upwards?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we said in training. I think if we can get a result tomorrow and results go our way, we can climb a couple of places. And then you look at it and think, we have got half a chance here. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, we've played more games than a lot of other teams, but the way they're playing, they're good to watch. They're good to watch. They play some good football.
And it's a huge game, isn't it, this weekend? Tomorrow you're playing Nantwich away at the Weaver Stadium. It's a very important game for Nantwich. But like you say, I mean, you're not completely out of that relegation picture yet because of the games played of things. So you just got to keep winning, haven't you, and see where you get to.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be a tough game in a way as well, because they're up there for a reason. They're a decent team. They try and play good football. And it's going to be a test for our lads. But I've said to them, there's nothing to fear. In this league, there's nothing to fear. So I won't change the way we play. Obviously, I'll give them a bit of info on the opposition and stuff, but we won't change anything.
Might sound like a stupid question, another stupid question, Jamie, but it sounds like you're enjoying it at the moment. Are you enjoying it at Bamber Bridge?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, absolutely love it, because I've played there for a few years and we've won trophies there. And it's a great little club. We've not got the financial backing that some of these other clubs we've got, but I don't think that's the be-all and end-all of it. We got promoted and we won a cup when I was there on not a great budget. So I just think if you can get a good set of lads together, a tight-knit lads and with a good team spirit, you can nick points off these big teams.
And obviously next week it's back to home matters. You're hosting Grantham Town, which I think before you came in, if I was looking at that fixture, I'd go, that's huge. But you've opened up a 9-point gap between yourselves and Grantham. But that home support is going to be vitally important to get you going as we head into February and then on to March and then onto an exciting running.
Yeah, definitely. Last Saturday, we had a great crowd on last Saturday. Hopefully, they enjoyed the football that we put on show. And it was quite an exciting game. It was getting too late on. So hopefully, they'll come back, because we're going to need the fans. We need them coming in the gate and helping us. But like you say, it's a massive game tomorrow. Probably an even bigger one next Saturday, actually. So it's a good test for the club and the players. But I'm confident they can rise to it.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on the MPL show. Bamber Bridge's last match in the league was last Saturday, a 2-1 victory over Radcliffe. And obviously it's been a bit up in the air at Radcliffe in recent weeks with the departure of John Macken from the club. Gary Vaughan and Darren Lyons were in charge there on the touchline. So for more now on where Radcliffe are heading as we head into February of 2020 and maybe even getting themselves back into the playoff places, on Friday afternoon I caught up with chairman of Radcliffe FC. Here's Paul Hilton. So Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And well, it's been a whirlwind fortnight or so at Radcliffe. Where are we up to now?
Yeah, it's been... It's been busy, as you can imagine, and right now we're in a position where we've kind of sat back a little bit and breathed and been able to take a view of where we are in the season, and it kind of makes sense for us to try and be stable at this point because we've been a very forward thinking and aggressive club in terms of our want to succeed, and if we've taken this decision to bring Vaughan and Daz in and leave him there till probably the end of the season so that we can carry on that. We don't want to waste any time is the key message, really.
I'm imagining it was a difficult situation to be in because obviously John Macken has taken the club to new heights. So how difficult was all this situation that went on?
It's been a challenge, there's no doubt about it. And losing John is a blow, and I think it goes without saying that his record for us has been outstanding, and his team as a whole have really helped to promote this club and take it on to another level. And it's our responsibility now to honour the work that John's done at this football club by building on it and being successful.
It feels like you're basically taking stock as well at this moment in time and seeing, because it has been, we speak about this last fortnight being a whirlwind, but it's been a whirlwind last couple of seasons, really. What does this last fortnight say about Radcliffe and what the vision is for the future, if I can put it that way?
Yeah, well, I think it validates a lot of things for us. And I think that's what's possibly different to see from within than it is from outside. In the last 18 months, we've really, really kicked on. We've been saying this for a while that was what we were aiming to do. And it takes time to build the groundwork. And then you've got the springboard to succeed. And we've done all of those things. And the kind of the noise that you feel and the emotion that's come out of the last 2 weeks probably is indicative of where we've come from and what we've become. We're a much different club now than we were when I started on this journey, and that's all positive. And I think that what we've got to do now is, we had a decision to make at the point in time that we lost John, which was, who are we? And I think that we are still the most positive club that we could possibly be. We are about pushing forward. We're about continuing this growth and progress that we've put in place. And it's not about stopping, it's about carrying on. And I think that we've took stock. We've had 2 weeks to do that. And I think that the answer to anybody's question around that would be we push on.
So what's your vision now for what's going to happen over the next 4 months or so? And I'm assuming the recruitment process to find a more permanent replacement doesn't just stop or anything like that. So where are we up to on that side of things?
Obviously, Vaughan and Daz have put themselves in a position where they can interview for the job on the job. So that's their bit, in essence going forward. Obviously, we are interested in talking to people who will give us, opportunities to continue the progress and people who are interested in the role. But what we don't want to do is spend the rest of the season doing that while we're in a position where we're touching the playoffs and we want to be in that mix. And one of the things that we thought would be a problem would be is if we spent the next 4 or 5 weeks, canvassing and staying still. That would be a negative for the club, really, rather than a positive. I know that people obviously want decisive action, but in essence, this is because we can kind of use this time to spring forward and get on with trying to get back in that playoff places.
So finally, Paul, what's your message to the Radcliffe faithful as we head into these next crucial months of the season?
It's trust, really. Anyone who's been in and around the club or anyone who's looked at the club outside looking in for a little while will have seen that we've been positive and competitive and aggressive in trying to promote this football club and move it forward. And nothing has changed. It's still just the beginning of this probably 10-year plan that we've got to take this club on. And we're true to our word and we work very, very hard at it.
Paul Hilton there, chairman of Radcliffe FC. And next up for Radcliffe, they'll be away to Morpeth Town on Saturday afternoon, and we'll have a full and proper fixture preview for all this weekend's matches in the Northern Premier League, as we'll be joined by Mr. Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio later. But back to last weekend's results in the league now, and there was also a win for Stafford Rangers, Scarborough. They were beaten by Stafford Rangers by 1-0 on Saturday afternoon. And that sees Stafford Rangers move up to 16 points in the league table. That's 9 points behind Grantham Town and Safety. So for a catch-up now for what's going on at the Staffordshire Club and the reaction to that victory on Saturday afternoon. On Friday, I caught up with the joint manager at Stafford Rangers. Here's Andy Fern.
The afternoon was fabulous, and the win's been a long time coming, Ben. We've had a very frustrating season with injuries. In all my career, being involved with Steve Burr and other managers, we've never had so many injuries at a football club in my whole experience. I mean, we've had 17 out of our 20 players injured for long periods of the season, which has greatly affected us. You know, we've had to go into the loan market. So, but we've remained competitive in most of the games we've played this season. I think of the 14 we've lost by 1 goal. You know, so it's been down to individual errors or mistakes or just the lack of experience in the squad. But since early December, we've been playing pretty good football, and you know, I'm sick to death really of opposition managers saying to us after the game how they can't believe we're at the foot of the table and we've got such a good side. And I think the writing was on the wall for us the other week when we played Warrington at home, and we were actually devastated to draw that game 2-2. We conceded with about a minute left to make it 2-2. But last week, Scarborough at home, you know, another side with promotion ambitions, you know, great budgets that side, and some very good players in there. But we matched them man for man, and took the battle to them. And at the end of the day, we came away with a 1-0 win, courtesy of another Jake Charles goal. And if he'd been a bit more efficient, he probably could have had one or two more towards the end of the game as well to make the scoreline a little bit more reflective of the game. I know there was a sending off in the game, which was probably pivotal, but we were dominant, in my opinion, for the majority of the game, and it was a well-deserved win. So, a great relief. But we've got a massive job on our hands, Ben, as you know. We've got 18 games to play, 54 points to go at, but we've got players returning from injury now almost on a weekly basis, and that's putting us into a good position, I think, to get out of this situation.
I mean, I was gonna mention the Warrington game, because that was a bit of a punch in the stomach, wasn't it? Really, but you must be pleased with the fact that you've, if you could take a step back, you picked up a point against a playoff chaser and a title favourite at the start of the season in Warrington, and there you've beaten Scarborough, who've been in great form since Daz Kelly's taken over. So, I mean, what can we expect now from Stafford? Because do you think you've turned the corner and now you're starting to get these players back? You can start to motor a bit.
Well, there's Meach and I always have the belief that we can get out of this predicament. I mean, we've got a very good squad at the club. We've just not been able to field, if you like, the strongest 11 on a week-to-week basis. I mean, you know, I don't know what we've done to deserve this bad luck. I mean, just recently, Johnny Moran broke his wrist in training, which is just another catalogue of injuries that we've had to deal with. But you can't moan about it, Ben. You've got to deal with the situation. We've used the loan market. We've brought some young lads in from Salford and Wigan and Kidderminster Harriers, and that's helping us get through this spell. You referred to Warrington the other week ago, and I think that's an ideal example of where you lose your experienced core of players who are out the side. That game management, when it comes to younger lads on the pitch, that they're still enthusiastic to ring up the other end and try and get a third goal, when the reality is, you know, we should have probably knocked the ball into the car park and taken a minute out of the game, and then the equaliser would never have happened. But that's a learning curve for a lot of the young kids that we've got in the side, and they are learning. And you know, we're going to another very difficult game tomorrow away at Witton Albion. I've got the greatest respect for Carl McCauley. And Gaz Martindale up there, the great guys to put together a great side, a very difficult side to beat. You know, I went to watch them on Monday night away at Basford, and, you know, we've done our homework. And we have got players coming back tomorrow. I mean, the great news from our point of view is we've got Tom Thorley available for selection tomorrow. We've not seen him since the third game of the season. And he's such a crucial player at this level and the couple of levels above. He's so experienced for us. So he's coming back into the fray, which is a great positive for us going up to Witten tomorrow.
And that game tomorrow, I mean, is vitally important. But there's a bit further down the line on Tuesday, there's a mammoth game against Buxton, isn't there, at your gaff? So
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get into specifics, obviously, Andy. But have you earmarked certain games and that kind of thing where you can get your average points tally up and you know, start to build some momentum?
Well, you're spot on, Ben. We have. I mean, we started the exercise realistically at Ashton United a few weeks ago where, you know, I threw the gauntlet down to the lads and said, look, we need this minimum amount of points. And we've put a prediction or a target for each game that we play. And although Ashton didn't go our way, again, that was another sort of last-minute winner for Ashton on the day when we probably should have got something out of the game. But the results at home to Warrington and Scarborough have put us back on track with that points target. So we've set ourselves target of gaining points in every single game that we've got left to play, 18. Now, that might sound somewhat arrogant, but it's not meant to be. You know, I can't target a defeat. We've got 18 games. There are 18 cup finals. Tomorrow is a massive game up at Witten Albion. And to be fair, Ben, we've not even started to think about Buxton at home on Tuesday, which becomes a massive game, whatever the result is tomorrow. We're realistic in saying out of 18 games that we've got left, we probably need to win 10. But, you know, you look at the positive side of things, there are four teams in the division in and around us that we've yet to play home or away this season. So you have to look at every positive that's thrown at you to say, there's a great opportunity. We've got sides in the bottom half of the table to come to Marston Road, which again, you say to yourself, well, there's a great opportunity to put the wrong right. I mean, looking at the league table as it presently stands, between now and the end of the season, we've only got two games left against teams in the top seven. So, you know, that the positive for us is that we believe that we've got the ability in the squad to get out of this predicament. But we have to start winning more games starting tomorrow at Witten Albion and onwards to Buxton and then beyond that Staley Bridge and so on, Ben. What I'll take a lot of positives are that we've played a lot of the sides at the top of this division and we've not been turned over. I mean, I think of the 10 game of the 14 games we've lost in the league, 10 of those have been by one goal. Now that suggests we're not bad defensively, but equally we've not scored as many as we wanted to, again, possibly due to injuries or bad form, but we've not scored the goal return that we needed. So when you lose a game by 1-0, you scrutinise everything. You look at where the mistake came. How did we concede that? But you take it as a positive that we've played Warrington away. We lost to an injury time winner there. We lost at home to South Shields, unfortunately, 2-1. We've played against all the top sides and given them a real game. And, you know, we look at it now and say, like you say, there's a mini league at the bottom of the table. I think there's, you know, we're cut adrift slightly, but there's about six or seven teams all on 25 points. That's where we've got to get to. We've got to get in and amongst that group. And between now and next Saturday, if the results go our way, we could be right back in that group, Ben. And that's the positivity that's flowing throughout the club.
And finally then, Andy, obviously, one thing that is noticeable as well, that despite the predicament you're in, home attendances, I think it's like the fifth best in the league at the moment, they're going to be vitally important, aren't they, especially in those two home games this week?
I mean, the fans have been fabulous throughout the season because I think the majority of them realise that the predicament we've been in with the injuries and availability of players, we've tried to put on competitive games of football week in, week out. And I think we have been in games for 60, 70, 80 minutes of it, you know, and we're not playing a dour game of football. We're trying to be entertaining. And I think that's proof that the fans keep coming back and the fans have been behind us to get that win. And when we have had those wins, I mean, before Christmas, we beat Radcliffe comprehensively at home when they were, I think they were on the back of 8 consecutive wins. Very unfortunate away at Nantwich and at home to Mickleover. And now the last couple of games, Warrington and Scarborough, I think we've got just desserts from those games. So the fans will play a huge role. We always take a good following with us away as well. So there'll probably be a fair few making the trip up the M6 tomorrow to Northwich. And it's great to see. And the players love it as well to see such a good following.
Andy Fearn there, joint manager of Stafford Rangers, joining us here on the NPL show. And just to finish off, results for teams down the bottom end of the table. Grantham Town were beaten by Hyde United by 3-0 on Saturday at Ewan Fields. We're hearing from Dave McGurk in a second. But certainly not over down the relegation spots. And as teams start to move towards 30 points, it's going to be interesting. I think we said 42 points maybe 46. 42 points might be the points total you're going to need this season, but it's looks like it could be a high one. But we'll keep an eye on that relegation fight as the weeks progress, obviously, here on the NPL show. But a good win for Hyde United on Saturday against Grantham Town. Let's have some thoughts now from the manager at Ewan Fields. Here's Dave McGurk. Well, Dave, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. And a good win last weekend for your boys. How was it?
A bit of a relief, actually, because we've had 3 league defeats in a row, which hasn't happened to us this season. We targeted the game against Grantham as, like, I didn't care about the performance. It was really about the result. As it turned out, we got the performance and the result. We played in the Cheshire Cup in midweek before that as well, so we started 2 wins together. I think if we're going to trouble the top end of the table at all, we need to go on some sort of run now with 3, 4, 5 wins. But there is the other side of it as well, where a loss, consecutive losses can have you looking over your shoulder. So we're happy with where we are at the moment. I think at the beginning of the season, we'd have certainly taken it. But we've had a couple of good runs, and you always want that little bit more, don't you? So the challenge to the players is just stay in the top half of the table, and then come the end of the season, if we can try and push towards higher than that.
Yeah, I was going to mention the fact that, you know, you're in the middle of the table, but I suppose the closer we get to the end of the season, and the more that you're within kind of touching distance, the more appealing it looks like. So where are your expectations at the moment for what Hyde can achieve in the closing months?
Stability was the key for us at the beginning of the season in terms of consolidating the football club on the pitch. So mid-table, I think everyone would have been happy with. But like I said, you always want more. We always want more. We want to challenge ourselves. We want to push the players. But we have got to look over our shoulder as well at the same time. We've played a lot of games compared to other clubs. So the position we're in now, we're a couple of places below, I think, once the table does even out. But on the other side of it, you are only 2-3 wins away from touching the playoffs. If I'm looking now, in all honesty, I believe that the top 6 will be the top 6 come the end of the season. I'm not sure what order they'll end up in, but they've got, I think the top 6 have got that depth to the squad. If you look below that, anyone else who gets injuries and suspensions, you can kind of see the form tail off a little bit. So I'm looking at that top 6 now. I'd be surprised if that doesn't finish with the top 6. But like I said, there's always one or two teams who pull them wins together, and we want to be one of them.
Yes, well, let's talk about this weekend's match then, because it's going to be a very odd afternoon, isn't it? And a somber occasion. So from a footballing perspective, travelling to Matlock like you are in the circumstances, how on earth do you go at this game?
It's new to us all. This is something that's completely new, and I had a good chat with the players last night, because you've come across different circumstances in the past where your concentration's not on the game, but once the game kicks off, you try and focus on it. It's going to be very difficult tomorrow. Even when that first whistle goes, both teams, I think it's going to be a quiet feeling around the ground, and I'm not sure how people are going to react to it. All we can do, we're going to go there and pay our full respects to Jordan and his family, because it was tragic. We got the news filtered through before the game last week. We had a couple of players involved for us who were very good friends with him. So we've got a few tributes to take down ourselves, and like I said, we'll pay our full respects. Once the whistle goes, we want to win the 3 points. But at the same time, there's more to life than football, and this is it's a day first and foremost where Hard United have got to show our full respect for Matlock and the family. And yes, let's try and concentrate on the game of football, because it's the same as them. They're going to be exactly in the same position. They're going to want the 3 points. We want the 3 points, but there is more to the day. So it's going to be new to everyone in terms of how the reaction is. But let's go down this powerful respects and see how the game goes after that.
Yes, absolutely. And after that will be next Saturday, and that too is going to be an interesting one, because you've got Skarb Athletic coming to town, and Darren Kelly coming back to Muirfield. So what's your take on that one?
Being Daz, we speak every week, so this is going to be an interesting game. I don't think there's anything that he can do which is going to surprise me, and likewise the other way around. So it's going to be how the players perform on the day, and we're side by side in the table. Again, we're very good friends, but he'll want to finish above Hyde, I want to finish above Scarborough. It'll be an interesting one, but let's get this game out of the way first. Let's see how this goes, and then we're going to concentrate fully on Scarborough.
Dave McGurk there, manager of Hyde United, joining us here on the NPL show. So a win for Hyde United sees them up to 11th now, James, in the league table. And that is 7 points behind the playoff positions there. But Hyde United have played a game more, so it's a bit of a stretch. But Hyde United there with a win.
Yeah, first winning four games as well. Again, I think just opportunity there just to get a win under the belts.
Well, there was no slip-up for Warrington Town on Saturday. They had a tough home game against Whitby Town, but Warrington Town were victors by 2-1. That sees Warrington Town maintain their spot in the playoff positions. That's another win for Warrington. That's two wins from the last three, and their unbeaten run continues, because while we've been talking about the number of draws Warrington have had, they have been unbeaten, and they've stayed in the playoffs thanks to that win over Whitby. And finally, for last weekend's results in the league, speaking of those playoff spots, 2 points outside the playoffs now with a game in hand, Nantwich Town, a 2-0 win at Stalybridge Celtic. That's a It's starting to stretch out a bit now, James, with that top six. The gap is 4 points between Nantwich in sixth and Witton Albion in seventh. So that's quite a result, that, for Nantwich Town, opening the field up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, that obviously Nantwich in sixth now, the front runners to be able to catch up to Warrington at two. Only to obviously Warrington was a late winner from Bowen Dixon to seal the 3 points there, so it wasn't exactly the easiest of games for him either. But again, Nantwich, a crucial game just to keep in that little bit of a playoff push at this moment. Addy has lost out against Stalybridge. So last weekend was a bit crucial there, especially for Warrington making the most of Lancaster getting beat. Obviously, we've still got a lot of football to play. And again, a lot of the top sides have got to still play each other as well.
Yes, it's going to be absolute box office. And to walk us through this weekend's matches in the next turn of the NPL and this ridiculously competitive season that we're seeing here in the 2019-20 season. Andrew Snaith from Yorkshire Coast Radio will be joining us in a second. But James Hayes from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us, social media officer for the league. And we'll be hearing from you again next week as the monthly review show is back, everyone. Yes, get in. James, big thank you for joining us. We'll see you then.
No worries, mate. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But regular listeners might notice, oh, there's a slight echo to Ben's voice. That can only mean one thing. And you're right, dear listener, to celebrate Whitby's finest citizen joining us here on the NPL show for another fixture preview, you join us back in the NPL show kitchen. Andrew Snaith joins us from Yorkshire Coast Radio. Hello, Andrew, how are you?
Hiya, Ben. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Nice to be here, as always.
Yeah, I'm not cooking scampi, though, unfortunately, this evening. I've already had my tea. This is just for your benefit and to get some kind of feature going on a regular basis on the show. So thanks for joining us once again on the NPL Show Kitchen, Mr. Snaith, for another fixture preview. Let's start with the top of the table. It's very, very close. South Shields and Basford United both tied up at the top. South Shields do have two games in hand. After what happened last week against Witton Albion, this is a tough away, isn't it? Stalybridge Celtic at Bowerfold for South Shields. They've got to put a performance in after the last few minutes of Saturday's game against Witton, haven't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And Basford breathing down the neck as well. Yeah, it just shows this league is tough. You can't take anybody for granted. And certainly Stalybridge is a tough place to go. They've taken down some good teams this season on the home patch. And if Shields aren't up for it on the day, then they'll become another one.
And Basford have got a tough away, haven't they? They're travelling to Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday. Gainsborough Trinity have got a bit of form going, haven't they? They're the second most informed team out of the last six games. Curtis Woodhouse is certainly developing a way of getting away from the relegation places, let's say. So this is a tough one for Basford.
Absolutely, yeah. He's got a little bit of breathing space now between Gainsborough and that drop zone. And fair play to Curtis Woodhouse and what he's put together over the last couple of months. And they'll be hoping to carry on that momentum that they've built up, albeit in a very, very tough game against second place Basford, who, as we say, are right there behind South Shields. Only goal difference separating them. It should be a terrific occasion there at the North Home.
And watching on will be FC United and Lancaster City, who are both 6 points behind South Shields and Basford. FC United, firstly, they've got a home game on Saturday. They're taking on Michelover Sports. Michelover are playoff contenders, aren't they? So this is tough as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right, yeah. One of a number of playoff contenders, I would say. FC United, I saw them with me a couple of weeks back. I was impressed. I thought they played some good football on what was, a tough surface. And they applied themselves well. I thought your lad up front, Tundy, I thought he was superb. Really lively, lots of pace. And I suppose the turning point in that game when Kieran Wallagy was red carded for that the challenge on him, and he just shows, not many strikers actually outpace Wallagy, but he did, and I thought he was outstanding. A little bit of a difference between the sides, but I was impressed by FC Ben, and they're right up there, and I'm sure enjoying themselves back in the MPL Premier.
We're having a great time. FC United fans are having a great time. I'm 100% impartial. Lancaster City, though, this is game of the weekend, isn't it? Lancaster City against Warrington Town, fourth against fifth. Warrington suddenly have the bit between the teeth. Lancaster City have a little stumbling block, but still in the playoff positions. I feel like it's really important for both teams that they get a win. Unfortunately, that can't be the case.
No, indeed. Lancaster, what a season they're having. Absolutely terrific. And back home at the Giant Axe, only two defeats in the league there all campaign. It is a bit of a fortress for them. It's a tough place to go. It'll be a tough place for Warrington to go. Stubborn as they are, and I would say one of the best sides on the travels as well. A terrific away side. Just one defeat for them on the road in the league this campaign. Something's got to give there, hasn't it? So only four defeats in the league for them as well. I just think that they're so difficult to beat, Warrington. So big, so solid, so well drilled. It's a tough one for Lancaster, but it'll be a great game. It'll be a great clash of styles, and I think it'll be a terrific atmosphere up there as well in the Northwest. Yeah, it'll be a really, really standout game. I think you're right. You picked it out as the match of the day in the MPL Premier, and I completely agree with that.
Watching on will be Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town will be looking to capitalise. They're hosting Bamber Bridge, though. Bamber Bridge have hit a bit of form as well. Interesting, what we were discussing this earlier on the show, with James Hayes, about that four-point gap that's opened up now between Nantwich and the rest of the division. That could open up even further this weekend. But Bamber Bridge standing in Nantwich's way to stop that from happening.
Yeah, indeed. But if you look at the relative records, you would think that gap could indeed open up further. Nantwich, terrific at home. They're the old Dabba Dome. Only two defeats at home there, just like Lancaster there. So that is no trump card. And conversely, Bamber Bridge tend to struggle on their travels. They're already had 10 defeats away from home in the league. It's despite the fact that I think Bamber Bridge are going to be fine, by the way. But I think going to Nantwich, I think that is a very tough ask for them.
Was it Phil Parkinson who came up with the term Dabbadome? I was trying to remember that. It's such a great name for a stadium, even though it's not called the Dabbadome.
It works nicely, doesn't it? I thought they'd always called it that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Whoever did come up with that, please do get in touch and let us know. Right, well, let's talk about some of the other teams who are looking to keep that gap to at least 4 points this weekend. Witten Albion. A bit of wind at their backs, taking on Stafford Rangers, who picked up a win last weekend, an improbable win, actually, against Scarborough. Is the Great Escape on?
I think Stafford Rangers have a chance, you know, if they can beat Scarborough and hold on for a victory there, then I don't know why they can't fight their way out of it. But yeah, it is a big gap there. There's 7 points adrift of Buxton, who are second bottom, albeit with a couple of games in hand on them. It can happen, Ben. We've both watched NPL football long enough to know that it's happened in the past, and it can happen. But equally, yeah, it's a difficult game for them this time around. They will have that good travelling support, of course. And to be honest, it's not a hugely long trip either, really, up to Witten for Stafford Rangers. But yeah, you would think Witten would be the favourites there, and of course. They need a couple more wins under the belt to really get in back into that playoff picture. But as you say, that gap is widening just a little bit there.
Elsewhere in that, just outside the playoff area, we've got Radcliffe. Radcliffe are travelling to Morpeth. Morpeth currently sitting in 15th position in the league table, 12 points off the playoffs, but they do have... my maths is pretty bad, obviously, but I reckon about 12 games in hand, 13 games in hand, thereabouts. Morpeth have got games in hand. We did say, though, and I think we are reaching that stage, aren't we, where if there is a bad piece of weather, Storm Gary, or whatever you'd like to call it, Morpeth are heading towards that period now where they might have to play Thursdays if anything bad happens weather-wise. So it's easier said than done having these games in hand. That said, Radcliffe just need some wins, don't they?
Absolutely right, yeah. Morpeth, yeah, 22 games, 22 league games they've got to fit in between now and the end of April. That is a big ask. And to be fair, Whitby 21, just above them. So and there's a few teams after them. Collieries have a lot of games to make up. Ashton, Matlock. It could really affect things if we do have that cold snap in February, possibly. So yeah, you might have to explain Tuesday, Thursday, and especially if they're still in some of the cup competitions as well, which Morpeth are. They are still in the Integral Cup. So yeah, it's as you say, it's fair enough saying games in hand, but they've got to be won. Not many teams will fancy making that long, long trip up to Northumberland, so that might be a trump card for them at home. Remember, just one defeat at home for them all season in the league, so that could be the trump card there up at Craig Park. But we will see.
And then we've got Hyde United currently sitting in 11th in the league table, 7 points outside the playoffs. We heard from Dave McGurk earlier. Football really takes a back seat, though, really, on Saturday as they're travelling to Matlock Town. Really, really tragic stuff surrounding Jordan Sinnott. And I suppose the Matlock players will be keen to do some talking on the pitch, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I would agree, Ben. I think they'll probably just want to get on with the game itself, and obviously everything that surrounds it with the horrible, terrible, tragic death of Johnson last weekend. You know, I mean, if anything, even slightly approaching any sort of positive to come out of it, is the fact that the football family have come together again on the fact that, something terrible has happened. But, you've got the Sinnott 25 hashtag trending. You've got people from the top end of the game, donating shirts with Sinnott 25 on the back, and I believe those are going to be donated to charity, which is a nice tribute, a really good tribute, but I imagine that those Matlock players, I'm sure they're really, really hurting. And remember, they've got a new manager as well, Paul Phillips, who's going to come in and try and get those lads to think about football. And it's probably the last thing they want to be concentrating on. I suspect they just want to be over that white line and be playing on Saturday. But it will be a hugely emotional occasion. And of course, you know, we forget, of course, with the seriousness of what happened, that Matlock are staring down a relegation battle at the moment. They're third from bottom. So it is a hugely important game on the field. And I guess that is the huge challenge for Paul Phillips to have those lads with their heads on the game.
Sending our best wishes to everyone at the club at this difficult time. Back to other areas of the MPL then, and Skarb Athletic taking on Ashton United, Darren Kelly taking on Michael Clegg. Both have come into their clubs, and obviously Darren Kelly was a bit of a whirlwind at Scarborough due to circumstances, I think. Michael Clegg has obviously taken a bit of time to get going, but Ashton United have got going now, so this one's going to be a good game of football at the Flamingo Land Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, two managers relatively new to their jobs. Scarborough always a difficult place to come for away sides. You know, they've only been turned over once at the Flamingo Land Stadium. Ashton, as you say, Michael Clegg steadied the ship a little bit. You've got just 2 points separating five teams at the foot of the table there. Of course, Ashton, like Atherton, have a number of games in hand. Matlock too, to be fair, in third bottom. And of course, we hope that with that third bottom position, you know, with that, depending on head-to-head records between teams in corresponding divisions up and down the country, we obviously hope that it's the MPL Premier side that survive, that finish in that position. But it's going to be quite the shootout down at that end of the table. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top of there. But yeah, you would think with Scarborough's home record that it'll be very difficult to take 3 points back across the pennines.
I mean, someone has to finish in those bottom three places, don't they? And two teams looking to get away from that neck of the woods go head-to-head on Saturday. Grantham Town hosting Buxton. I mean, we said Lancaster against Warrington's match of the day. That one is particularly huge in Lincolnshire on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. And Grantham, another team that, you know, home advantage could prove pivotal for them. All their six wins in the league this season have come at home. So that South Kesteven Sports Stadium is crucial to them. And their survival hopes, I feel, just 2 points separating them. Buxton second bottom, Grantham fourth bottom. Grantham do have that one game in hand. It feels a bit must-winny for Buxton. I know it's very early to be saying that, but they desperately need the points. It'll be a terrific game, Ben, but possibly lacking, you know, it won't be Johan Cruyff's total football, I don't think. I think it's two teams that are going to be scrapping for absolutely everything, and it might just be a single scrappy goal that separates them.
Yeah, so both teams currently separated by 2 points. Buxton, second bottom in the table. Grantham Town, fourth bottom. Grantham do have a game in hand, so a win for them could be pretty seismic at this stage. Speaking of seismic, big game on Saturday at the Turnbull. Whitby Town hosting Atherton Colls. Live coverage, of course, available on Yorkshire Coast Radio. Atherton Colls, a win for them, and it's like we've said, I mean, they're currently 1 point ahead of Matlock Town in that third bottom spot. They're 2 points ahead of Buxton in that automatic relegation spot. A win would be handy. They do have games in hand. For Whitby, you're in a Morpeth situation, aren't you, really? You want to look up, but you also don't really want to look at your fixture card.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a little bit like Morpeth, I think those midweek home games are going to be crucial. But I'm sure Whitby, like Morpeth, is one of those away midweekers that most teams don't really look forward to making. Whitby, Atherton, like Whitby, just one game more played, and they're obviously looking to add to those just two wins away from home. They'll cross the pounds. I think it's the first time they've played a league fixture against Whitby. It may be the first time the teams have met full stop, actually. Wow. I'd expect it. I think so. Yeah, I'd expect it. I'd expect a good crowd. for that one. I think, you know, Whitby have been going quite well attendance-wise. I don't know if you've had the chance to discuss the crowd table that's going at the moment, but, it's, you know, Whitby are up 57%, I think, on last season. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. We don't really look at the average attendance, but FC United, obviously, with over 1,600, South Shields over 1,500, Scarborough also making four figures, or just over 1,000. But look at this. Whitby Town, fourth, near approaching 600 average attendance. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Obviously, you look at the derby with Scarborough, but we had that last season, you know. FC United, the newcomers to the division this time around, that have obviously swelled the coffers, nearly 1,000 there a couple of weeks back. But I think, generally speaking, Ben, you know, even taking those big games away, you know, they've been solid around 400, 500 fans every week. I think there's a little bit of positivity around the club, a little bit of a freshness about the club, I think, over the last couple of seasons, to be fair. And that's just led to a bit of momentum and a bit more atmosphere coming through the gate. So it's all good, and long may it continue. And to be fair, just a shout for Atherton Poles, which I think they're well up on last season as well after their promotion.
Nearly 400, over 400. And I think the other thing to mention about Whitby Town, there's a young scampiness about the place as well. That wasn't a fish pun. There's a good young element there as well. You can have that on your commentary at the weekend. And speaking of the commentary, Andrew, how could people tune in if they can't make this game in person?
Yeah, the Yorkshire Coast Radio, they have an app that you can download for your phone, or if you're in front of a laptop, just go to yorkshirecoastradio.com/extra and pick the Whitby stream. They'll also have the Scarborough Athletic game on the Scarborough stream. If you click on the Whitby link, you can listen to Whitby Town against Atherton Colliery's from 3 o'clock on Saturday.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining us on this week's show. That's it for this week's MPL show. A big, big thank you to all our guests this week for joining me. We'll be back next week with our monthly review show, pre-recorded live at the Heat and Hop. And we'll also have a new NPL Step 4 show looking at the North West and South East division and how exciting those promotion races are at the moment as well. But from everyone here at the MPL show for this week, wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.